is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Back here to Trenton Thunder Ballpark, 83 degrees at game time. Cloudy, somewhat overcast skies once again tonight, but no threat of precipitation. There may be some overnight or perhaps tomorrow morning, but the moment is at hand for the State College Spikes. They win. They get within a game of Trenton, although probably will still be a game and a half back of the MLB Draft League lead, but that depends on what West Virginia does against Frederick tonight. And should the Spikes falter here this evening, their postseason chances will take a severe blow. So this is a very, very important contest. Again, two games separate these teams. The Thunder in first place in the second half standings. The Spikes actually currently stand in fourth, behind Mahoning Valley for third by 2 percentage points. But this is a crucial contest, and for Trenton, Luke Rettig is on the mound tonight. Rettig again making his second appearance in a little more than a week against the Spikes. Went 6 innings last time out against State College, allowing 5 runs on 8 hits, but did not factor in the decision. For the season, a 4-2 record, a 3.63 ERA, making his 8th appearance. They've all been in a starting role. 44 2/3 innings, he has allowed 21 runs, 18 earned on 43 hits. 38 strikeouts to 7 walks. Very good ratio there. He has hit 5 batters. Opponents batting .257 against him in his last outing. He allowed 6 runs, 4 earned over 5 2/3 against Mahoning Valley at Eastwood Field. Did take the loss 6 days ago. Parker Kadu, Kyle Russell, and Cooper Hext will be the top three in the order for the Spikes. Josh Spiegel, Austin Rocaforte, and Sebastian Castro. The middle third, Caleb Hill, Cam Buford, Carmine Lane, and the 7-8-9 spots. Our umpires tonight, Ben DiCostanzo is behind the plate. Bobby Riccardi at first base, Mark Rowan at third. And Parker Kadu stepping up for the season. Kadu batting .250, a .328 on base percentage, 6 doubles, 3 triples, 13 RBIs. Went 1-for-3 with a steal last night. He swings with the first pitch, lifts it to left field, but Jack O'Reilly is there and puts it away. Our first pitch tonight at 6.04 p.m. brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider located on North Atherton Street in St. College for over 25 years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. So one gone in the top of the first, and Here's Kyle Russell now, celebrated his 23rd birthday yesterday. And the first pitch, a strike. Fastball over the outer half at 89 miles an hour. He went 1-for-4 with a double. That was in the ninth inning. RBI double to the right center field gap. Spikes rallied. They were down six. It was 7-3. They had runners on first and third. Actually, a runner on second with one out. But unfortunately could not complete the comeback as Trenton won it 7-3. The pitch down and in for a ball, 2-1. Of course, the big factor in that was the performance of Jacob Denner, the left-hander, making his first start of the year after being dominant out of the bullpen, and all he did was strike out 12 batters, including seven in a row at one point, over seven innings, one run on three hits. He threw 102 pitches, almost double as many as he had thrown in a single outing this year. But he earned the win. 3-1 the count now to Russell after taking a ball inside. The pitch, outside ball four, and Kyle works a one-out walk. So the Washington State product is aboard. And here is Cooper Hext now coming up to the third spot in the order. He was the number five hitter last night and went 0-for-4 in the series opener. But he is batting .282 with nine doubles, four triples, two home runs, and 16 runs knocked in. And Hex looking to build a big inning for the Spikes, who are wearing their red jerseys tonight. State College across the front in light gold numerals on the back, and the pitch a strike. Fastball in the inner half in this lefty-lefty matchup. Gray pants for the Spikes with a blue stripe running down the side. The blue caps today with the Deerhead logo on the front. By the way, Off the Rack Outfitters will be open with a special 30% off fan appreciation sale as part of Fan Appreciation Night at the 2024 home finale, Tuesday night, 6:35 p.m. Spikes taking on the Williamsport Crosscutters. Fireworks after the game to close out the 2024 home schedule, and Ace Baldwin Jr. will be on hand to make a special appearance, signing autographs, meeting and greeting fans, and being part of all sorts of ballpark fun. Pitches outside for a ball, 1-1 to Hext. Trenton back to their regular Thunder identity and wearing their white pinstriped home jerseys and pants. Here's the 1-1. Slider misses inside, 2-1 the count. The navy blue caps for the Thunder tonight with the primary Trenton logo on the front. Here is the set. Reddick delivers. Bouncer off the plate goes foul. First base side. Spikes hitting coach Lastings Millage over at first. He'll pick it up off the warning track, flip it into the Trenton dugout. Manager Tim Battle Jr. coaching at third for the Spikes. Pitching coach Jared Brown right now on the top step of the dugout, and he's chatting about things with Parker Kudu. Can really offer that unique viewpoint from the pitcher's side on that opening at bat of the game. And the 2-2 pitch in tight. Comes close to Hext's left arm, which is his back arm in the box, but it missed. And the count is full. 3-2, one gone. Russell on first. We'll see if Tim Battle wants to put him in motion here. Joaquin Monquet is the catcher tonight for Trent. He does not, and the breaking ball missed inside ball four. So back-to-back walks issued by Luke Reddick here in the first. And Josh Spiegel coming to the plate. Spiegel has an RBI in four consecutive games for the Spikes. He notched two of them last night, driving in the first run of the game with a single in the seventh inning, and then a ground out in the ninth did bring in a run as well. It's a final, by the way, down in Morgantown. A lightning and weather delay for about 2 hours at halftime, but Penn State finishes off a season-opening 34-12 win over the Mountaineers. The number 8 Nittany Lions have their home opener this coming Saturday against Bowling Green at Beaver Stadium. I'll be excited to be there and hopefully join 110,000 of my closest friends. 0-1 pitch popped up down the right field line, over to the line, making the catch in fair territory is DeRocher, and Pete DeRocher unveils the arm as well. A strike to third, but Russell was not attempting to tag. A fly out to right means there are two gone here on the top of the first inning. Here's Austin Roccaforte now. Roccaforte, the right fielder, has been a leadoff man for much of the season. He's in the number five spot today. Batting 270 with a 353 on base percentage. Five doubles, a triple, 11 runs batted in. And a first pitch strike. Owen won the count to Roccaforte. And the pitch. That is chopped foul behind the plate. So two strikes, two outs, two runners on top of the first. No score as of yet. We're back here tomorrow at 6 p.m. as well to finish off this three-game series. And with Jordan Morales getting the ball for the Spikes tonight, in all likelihood that means Chris Scholl gets the start. Or rather, I should say, Nick Cohenstein should get the start tomorrow. Pitch down and in for a ball. 1-2 to Roccaforte. Not sure who Trenton will have on the mound just yet. Adonis Smith and pitching coach Sean Chacon, the former big leaguer, may well have an idea. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, popped up, right side of the infield. First baseman Durow underneath it, puts it away, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first. Jordan Morales heads to the mound for the Spikes in a scoreless game on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions. Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Jordan Morales on the mound for the Spikes tonight, and if Tim Battle and Jared Brown had their druthers on who would start, they have a varied amount of choices, but this guy is a phenomenal pick. Just like the rest of this rotation, Morales 4-0 this year as a Spike, a 2.59 ERA, making his seventh appearance, his sixth start, and in 31 and a third total innings since joining the Spikes, he has allowed 11 runs, 9 earned on 30 hits, 34 strikeouts to 8 walks, a 246 opponent's batting average, and Morales has been outstanding in each of his starts this year. He has faced Trenton on two other occasions, 6 innings, 2 runs, 7 hits, 8 Ks on August 3rd. Then on August 20th, 6 innings, 1 unearned run against him on 6 hits, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks. He got the win the first time around, no decision second time, and his first pitch of the night is down and in for ball one to Ryan Vogel, the right-handed hitting center fielder out of Bradley University. Next offering, a high fastball swung on and missed. 1-1. Vogel batting 298 this year, 413 on base percentage, 7 doubles, 2 triples, 2 home runs. 0-3 with a walk out of the leadoff spot last night. And the pitch upstairs for a ball. 2-1 the count. Vogel actually was one of the two players recruited to sign autographs which if you have been to Medler Field at Lebrano Park, you know that's not necessarily the normal procedure, but may have been somebody he really wanted to give an autograph to and willing to sit at the table for fans. So the pitch down and in for a ball, 3-1. Vogel will be followed by Chase Englehart and Jack O'Reilly, Andy Blake, Pete DeRocher, Santino Rosso, the 4-5-6 hitters, Hunter Duro, Joaquin Monque, and Battapaglia, 7-8-9. Here's a pop-up behind home plate. The catcher Carmine Lane goes after it, but it's out of play. About 10 rows up in the seats, and it looks like a fan had an opportunity at it, but may have lost it. But now there's a snag. Somebody came up with it. Mitt in hand, he's wearing a Pirates cap with a bunch of Stargell stars on it. I guess that's how he earned all those stars. He made some plays on retrieving baseballs that nobody else can. Bouncer to the right side. Cadu juggles it, and it bounces off his mitt into right field. He did not have a good angle on that. And we'll see what the ruling is on that. And remember, Parker has been playing shortstop a lot as a lead. He's been over third, but tonight he's at second, Russell at short. Really, the Spikes have a great amount of options up the middle. But that one, Parker never quite had a beat on. And Rookie, the bat dog, came out to get the bat. He sniffed the bat, and he went back to the dugout without it. I don't think he liked the cut of that piece of lumber. It'll be ruled a single. And here is Chase Englehart. Englehart, by the way, had, at the tail end of last night's game, had an error assist. That has been reversed. That's now a base hit for Caleb Hill in the ninth inning last night. So if you were checking out the box score, there was that change. But Englehart at the plate was superb yesterday. 2-for-3 with a solo homer, his third of the year. He scored two runs, stole a base as well. 252 batting average, 326 on base, five doubles, a triple, three homers, of course, as mentioned, and 17 runs batted in this year, but the 0-1 pitch to him is fouled back to the screen. A slider from Jordan Morales, 0-2 the count. For the Spikes, it is, once again, Sebastian Castro at first base. Parker Cadu at second. Kyle Russell at short. Cam Buford at third. Outfield is Caleb Hill in left. Cooper Hext in center. And Austin Rocaforte in right. And the 0-2 pitch to Englehart. Fouled out of play. First base side to the seats. Count remains the same. Again, Carmine Lane doing the catching as well. We saw Castro make his first appearance as a Spike at first base last night. Played the first four innings there and then the last four in right field as this one slugged down the left field line, curving, and that one stays fair, says home plate umpire Ben DiCostanzo. It's a two-run homer. Well, the Spike's bullpen was pointing foul. But Englehart, who last night his home run originally was ruled a double, but then the umpires conferred and gave him the home run. So Englehart with his fourth home run of the year, and Trenton has a 2-0 lead here in the opening inning. Remember, they took a 2-0 lead in the second last night and did not give it up. Jack O'Reilly, the left fielder, batting 333. He leads the MLB Draft League's second half in RBIs with 34. 12 doubles, two triples, a home run. And the pitch down and in for a ball. I should say leads with 33 in the second half. He had one in the tail end of the first half as well, and he bounces it foul left side. 0-2 the count. O'Reilly tied with Chang-Yung Lee of Mahoning Valley for the top of the table in the RBI category. Cam Buford of the Spikes is in fourth with 29 here in the second half. 0-2 the count to O'Reilly, and Morales has been doing a great job getting ahead in the count. Pitch tapped foul behind the plate. But Englehart, the official distance on that home run, 357 feet, 102 miles an hour off the bat. Set by Jordan in the 0-2, up and in for a ball, 1-2. Again, Trenton coming in with a half-game lead on West Virginia for first place, two games ahead of both Mahoning Valley and the Spikes coming in. And the 1-2 swung on and missed, strike three. Pulled the string on that one. 84 miles an hour, and Jordan Morales records his first strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health has more than 30 different specialties, including orthopedics, pulmonary medicine, urology, radiation, oncology, cardiology, and more. Meet our team at mountnittany.org. One down in the bottom of the first, and now Andy Blake, the former Angels farmhand, steps in. Blake serving as the DH tonight. He was at third last night, but went 0 for 4. Spikes held him in check, and he has had a hot start to his tenure here in Trenton. He's batting .310 with a .404 on-base percentage, two doubles, two triples, two homers, 13 runs batted in. Morales with a 1-0. Fastball upstairs, 2-0 on the 6'4" Andy Blake. Adonis Smith, Trenton manager, coaching at third. Matt Sweeney, the assistant coach, over at first. And the 2-0. That is low for a ball. 3-0 the count. A lot of scoreboard watching here this weekend. As the 3-0 called strike. Right at the letters, 3-1. And right now in the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, another game was underway. West Virginia and Frederick down at Harry Grove Stadium. That game currently in a delay in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 lead for the Black Bears, but we'll see what happens with that one. Of course, severe weather forced a two-hour delay at halftime, over two-hour delay at halftime. Down to Morgantown. Here's another fly ball deep to left, but at the warning track, Hill is there and puts it away for the second out. Now Blake gave it a ride for sure, but it's just a long second out. Here's Pete DeRocher, the former Spike. And DeRocher, a key figure last night, had three of Trenton's six stolen bases as a team. Two hits, an RBI. He scored two runs as well. And the first pitch to him, a grounder on to short, taken on the backhand by Russell. Throw on to first in time. The inning is over. Jordan Morales shakes off the two-run homer to retire the next three batters. But Chase Englehart puts the Thunder on the board. Two hits in the inning. And at the end of one, it is Trenton 2, State College nothing on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go! Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and Farm Nature Wildlife Park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Top of the second inning, and leading off, Sebastian Castro takes a strike on the outer edge of the plate. Next offering, called strike of the knees. It's now a 1-2 count as Reddick delivers the breaking ball. Castro this season has played 10 games for the Spikes, 158 batting average, but a 360 on base percentage. As he takes the 1-2 fastball outside, ball two, it is Castro, followed by Caleb Hill and Cam Buford due up here in the top of the second as the Spikes trail 2-0 in this very important game. And the 2-2 pitch, breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. First strikeout for Luke Reddick tonight. And just to round out the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, Mahoning Valley and Williamsport set to meet at historic Bowman Field tonight, but that game not yet underway. Slated for a 6:35 first pitch in Wilpo. Here's Caleb Hill now, and Hill playing left field tonight just made the catch of the warning track on Andy Blake's long fly ball. Up and into him. A little chin music to start him off, but Caleb turns away quickly. Ball one. Batting 296 this year, the UTSA product has two doubles, two triples, and 15 RBIs for the Spikes, an on-base percentage of 381. And the 1-0 curveball is clipped foul into the mitt. 1-1 the count. And the two-run homer by Chase Engelhard, putting Trenton in front in the first inning down the left field line. And the 1-1, and that is fouled off of Joaquin Munkay. Must have just been off the shin pad. Then again, it might have been off the mask, but he immediately just turned around to Ben DiCostanzo, the plate umpire, and asked for a new baseball. 1-2 the count. And Reddick delivers. Up and away for a ball, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed strike three. Went with the curve that time, and there is a tight spin to that curveball. And that's the second consecutive strikeout for Luke Reddick. And with two gone here on the top of the second, Cam Buford the batter. Cam across both halves of the season has knocked in 31 runs. And he is fourth in the second half in RBIs. He's scored 24 runs as well. Six doubles, two triples, two homers, 246 batting average, but a 374 on base percentage. Takes the curveball outside for ball one. And the pitch. And a liner back through the box off the rear end of Reddick, who hurries, tries to flip the ball onto first, but the throw not on target, and Reddick's got a smile on his face as he ends up on his back on the foul side of first. He gets a nice ovation from the crowd here for the effort after that one went off of him. But Reddick scrambled and just picked it up off the ground and falling down, tried to make the option pitch on to first, and Rowe could not quite handle it. I think that's going to be a single when all said and done. It is. That's the first hit of the game for the Spikes. So, a two-out single. Reddick has his glove off right now. He's sort of shaking his left hand, but again, big smile on his face. Now, Trenton's athletic trainer is going to come out and take a look. Well, I got the athletic trainer out. Luke Reddick wanted to take a couple of warm-ups just to see how his left wrist was. And he says he's okay. And he is good to go. Training staff is off the field. Luke Reddick good to go. He makes the gesture with the throw, and I think that's what he's saying. He's like, hey, I tried to backhand it there, and I just... He may have hit the side of his pitching hand. We'll see how it goes here. Buford takes off. First pitch outside and a throw by Munkay, not on target. Engelhard just has to come off the base to make sure it doesn't sail into center. And with Carmine Lane at the plate, the newest Spike, Buford steals second. That's Cam's 19th steal across both halves this season. That is his 17th steal of the second half. giving him sole possession of third place in the MLB Draft League in that category in the second half. And the 1-0 called strike to Lane, who went 1-for-2 yesterday, took over behind the plate in the fifth inning. So catching the last four innings defensively and two at-bats, a pop out to short, but then a single to start off the ninth inning, and a solid one at that. Turn towards second. Nobody covering there as Buford heads back to the bag. Just a ball fake from Rettig. Weather delay in Frederick. West Virginia with a two-run homer in the top of the first inning off the bat of Trace Wilhoit to give them the lead. But again, that game is in a rain delay with one out in the bottom of the first. Meanwhile, Lane going the other way with it down the right field line. He's able to guide it to the corner. Buford will come in and score, and Carmine Lane with a double the other way to knock in the Spikes' first run and have the deficit. It's now 2-1. So a little two-out thunder here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark for the Spikes. As Buford reaches on the single off of Rettig, steals second and scores on the double, and another runner in scoring position, the tying run. Well, Reddick's going to go over, and he is going to throw to first to appeal if Lane touched the bag. Meanwhile, plate umpire Ben DiCostanzo not really paying attention. First base umpire Bobby Riccardi's not doing anything. So I think this is, okay, now DiCostanzo. Basically, they weren't making a call until the plate umpire. And meanwhile, here we go. That's why DiCostanzo was not looking. It was a pinch hitter. Now Rettig is going to step on the, now he's going to step off and make the appeal throw to first. And the ruling is that Lane did touch first base. So play stands as called. Lane with the RBI double. And here's Grant Norris pinch hitting for Parker Cadu here in the second inning. And I believe it stands to reason that Grant is going to play second base in the bottom half of this frame as he takes a strike, a breaking ball over the outer edge. Of course, Grant, a Penn Stater, he was watching the game just like everybody else earlier today, and although really only got the chance to watch the first half of the game, as the second half, of course, got delayed and was mostly played while the Spikes were taking BP out here, batting practice. Bouncer foul, third base side. 0-2 the count to Norris. And Rettig, who's the rosin bag, toss it down. He's still kind of flexing that left hand. He's good enough to continue on in the game, but that pitching hand is probably not at 100% if he keeps flexing it like that. The 0-2 pitch down and in. Well, he's still keeping the same velocity. And he wipes that left hand against his pants now. Might still be trying to get some dirt off of it. Or residue from his tumble earlier. The 1-2. Breaking ball, dip low on the check swing, appeal down to first, and Bobby Riccardi says he went around. Grant Norris does not agree, but unfortunately, his opinion won't count. So the third strikeout for Rettig, who strikes out the side, but the Spikes get on the board. A run on two hits, the Lane double bringing in the run. A runner left on base, and an inning and a half gone. It's Trenton 2, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in Central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Well, Grant Norris will take over at second base after pinch hitting in the second inning. First change in the field for the Spikes as the gears move early in this one. 2-1 the score in favor of the homestanding Thunder, and Santino Rosso, Hunter Durow, and Joaquin Moncay, 6, 7, 8 batters in the order, due up for Trenton against the left-hander Jordan Morales. Rosso, the former Spike, 0-for-3, but did walk, steal a base, and score a run last night. And the first pitch to him here, breaking ball, swung on and missed. 0-1 the count. Morales leaning in. He'll go exclusively from the stretch. And Jordan delivers. That's a strike over the outer half. 0-2 the count. Rosso's been a tremendous player for the Thunder this year. 264 batting average, 8 doubles, a homer, 12 RBIs in 34 games. Remember, with the Spikes, he had a 467 batting average in 4 games to finish out the first half. 0-2, bouncer down the first baseline, taken by Castro, and a wild throw to Morales, who came over to cover. The ball trickling toward the dugout. Digging for second is Rosso, and he will make it. If I had to guess, that'll be a single, and then the error by Castro. As Jordan coming over to cover, and Castro just sailed it over his head. Nope, it's going to be a straight error. A two-base error, as it turns out. As it also went in between Lane and Buford on the other side of the field, it's lucky it did not roll into the Trenton dugout. And here is Hunter Durow now after the first error of the game. Durow, the right-handed hitting first baseman, takes the ball inside. Batting 250 with a 338 on-base percentage, 8 doubles, a triple, 3 home runs, 27 RBIs on the season, and he bounces this one inside the bag at third and rolling down the left field line. Rosso comes in to score. Durow with an RBI double. It's an unearned run as it stands, but it gives Trenton a 3-1 lead. So make that 9 doubles for Durow and 28 RBIs this year. And Joaquin Moncay, the catcher, now steps in. Moncay did not play in last night's game. He's batting 299 with a 360 on base percentage, 5 doubles, 5 RBIs in 22 games. He swings with the first pitch, lifts it in the air left field. Playable for Caleb Hill coming in on it. He'll make the grab. Durow stays at second, one down, and unfortunately, the second inning, at least the home half, starting much like the home half of the first for the Spikes. Ryan Vogel singled, Chase Englehard homered to start the game, and then Morales buckled down, got the next 3 outs in order. Now an error to start the inning, a double to follow, but next batter retired, and here's Ian Battipaglia, number 9 in the order, the third baseman with a white helmet up. He'll let the first pitch go, and it's a fastball upstairs for ball one. Battipaglia batting 276, 4 doubles, 4 triples, and 14 RBIs in the second half. A 370 on-base percentage. And the pitch, that's a called strike on the inner half. 1-1 the count off the Morales slider. Here's the set, the pitch. That is low, blocked by Lane. 2 balls and a strike. He'll just throw that baseball out of play and get a new one from Ben DiCostanzo. 3-1 Trenton, bottom of the second inning. Thunder have now out, hit the Spikes 3-2. State College with the lone error in the game. Morales dangled the left arm as he got the sign. Now rises to the stretch. 2-1 fastball. Swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Ryan Vogel, the leadoff man who started the game for Trenton with a single, is on deck. The 2-2. Fastball down and in, and the count runs full. And we've seen Jordan Morales go as long as 7 innings this year. Of course, last night, Jacob Peden, a tough luck loss. He went 6 2/3, carried a quality start into the 7th. That is, of course, according to the MLB definition, 3 earned runs or less, 6 innings or more. He had 3 runs against him over the first 6. One more charge to him as he went 6 2/3, and the pitch down and in, ball 4, puts Battipaglia on. But it also brings the conventional double play back into vogue. Spikes turned 2 of them last night, both of the 6-4-3 variety. They have turned 33 on the ground this year, and Jordan Morales has shown a knack for forcing opponents into grounding into double play. He has forced 5 of them as a member of the Spikes so far in his first 5 outings. The pitch. Grounder foul, third base side, deflects off the wall in front of the seats into left field. Dalen Carraway will come out of the bullpen and chase that down. Philip Bryant doing some stretching in the State College bullpen right now. Remember, it was on Thursday night. He was called upon somewhat, not really an emergency, but it was a shift in strategy with the weather that looked to be on the horizon for the Spikes, but no weather ever hit us in Happy Valley, so Jeremy Neff had already had 2 starts curtailed this year because of weather. The pitch in the dirt, blocked by Lane, a breaking ball. Ball 1 to Vogel. And so Philip Bryant instead was put into that role, but since no rain ever came, Neff did come into the ball game in the 4th inning. It wasn't in a starting role, but he did go the final 5 2/3 innings. Did not factor in the decision. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. 1-2 the count. They are still in a delay right now in Frederick. And what they have posted, they are planning on continuing the game once the field has dried out. 1-2, swung on him is strike 3. Second strikeout for Jordan Morales tonight, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is ready to keep you in the game by providing exceptional care. Meet our team today at mountnittany.org/orthopedics. Still runners on first and second, but now 2 outs for Chase Englehart. A 2-run homer, 357 feet down the left field line, tucked it just inside the pole. It can be hard sometimes to track the baseball to left field because of the billboards that are up there. But there is a screen. It did not hit the screen, but was a fair ball in the view of the umps. First pitch from Morales to Englehart this time around is in tight for a ball. The 1-0. There's a strike. Fastball riding the outer edge on the righty. Englehart. In fact, they're all righties except for Santino Rosso. He is the only left-handed bat that Adonis Smith has at his disposal. 1-1, and Morales steps off the rubber. Meanwhile, they are underway in Williamsport. The Scrappers and the Crosscutters go to the bottom of the first. Mahoning Valley did not score in the top half. And we'll be updating the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard throughout tonight's game with the MLB Draft League scores. But college football, of course, Penn State knocking off West Virginia. 34-12 the final down in Morgantown. Despite that two-hour-plus weather delay in the midst of the game, it came right at halftime. I think the teams were about to come back out when the weather approached. They did not make it out for warm-up, so they eventually did resume the game and finish it. Pitch upstairs for a ball, 3-1. And again, going back to Frederick, they also plan on resuming their game against the West Virginia Black Bears tonight. Coming down the stretch of the MLB Draft League season, it's going to have to rain quite a bit around the league to force cancellations. Pitch upstairs, ball four, and Morales allows his second walk of the inning, and now the bases are loaded. There are still two outs. Force plays on all the way around. Jack O'Reilly to the plate, and O'Reilly, the left fielder, struck out his first time up. So big spot for Jordan Morales here. Trenton already leading 3-1 in the bottom of the second inning. J-Mo gets the shine. The pitch, upstairs a ball, 1-0. Morales has now thrown 44 pitches tonight, 26 strikes, and that's about his usual ratio. But two walks here in the second. Now facing O'Reilly, and the 1-0. Swung on, lifted in the air left field. Hill went back at first, stumbled coming forward, slides, and he makes the catch on the ground. Caleb Hill with a terrific recovery. And a circus catch to finish the second inning and keep it a 3-1 game. Star that one in your book and make sure to look back at it if this game turns around. A run, which is unearned on a hit, three left, two gone. 3-1 lead for Trenton over State College on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the third inning, Kyle Russell, Cooper Hex, Josh Spiegel due up for the Spikes. 2-3-4 hitters in the order as the Spikes trail 3-1. Russell swings the first pitch, fouls it to the first base side. We're strike one. Kyle drew a five-pitch walk his first time up. Celebrated his birthday yesterday. And the 0-1, breaking ball, tumbles over the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-2. Of course, Cam Buford's birthday a couple of days ago. Sebastian Castro celebrated his birthday on Tuesday. A spate of late-season birthdays as the 0-2 foul back to the screen. Of course, our own athletic trainer, Ashley McEwen, also celebrated a birthday recently. Late August is just a great time of year to be born. As an August 20th baby myself, I concur with that statement. Pitch outside for a ball. 1-2 the count. Of course, none of them got pied in the face for their birthday. Pitch outside for a ball. 2-2 the count. 3-1 Trenton. Top of the third inning. You do get the feeling it's still early in this one, but Caleb Hill's sliding catch on his back last inning may prove to be an important play. And 2-2 now the count to Russell after the foul to the first base side. Reddick, the left-hander, into the windup, the 2-2. That's fouled back to the screen. And remember Reddick, last inning on Cam Buford's ball that hit him at first. He tried to dive after it and make a toss, or the side-handed toss to first base as he was falling down as the 2-2 swung out of mid strike three. He's been flexing his wrist, but now he's seems to be back. That curveball swept in and elicits his fourth strikeout of the night. Now Cooper Hextup, the center fielder, walked himself in the first inning as well. Of course, college football has been underway. Week zero last week, Georgia Tech defeating Florida State. Games got underway Thursday night, Friday night, but got underway in earnest today across the country. And first pitch strike, a fastball at the knees to Cooper Hext. In addition to the Nittany Lions downing West Virginia 34-12, first ranked Georgia all over 14th-ranked Clemson, 34-3. Grounder up the middle, taken in by Rosso. Throw to first just in time. Got Hext by a half step. Two away in the top of the third. 19th-ranked Miami going into the swamp, but it's been all Canes. 38-17, they lead it over Florida. 7:05 to go in that one. Second-ranked Ohio State opening up the season hosting Akron today, and it's 45-6 Buckeyes. With 7:13 to go in the fourth quarter. 25th-ranked Iowa finally found some offense. A 40-0 win over Illinois State. Breaking ball is low. 1-0 the count to Josh Spiegel, the former Penn Stater. Also spent time at Oklahoma State and Pitt. 0-1 in this game, but again, four consecutive games with an RBI and the 1-0 fastball misses low. Speaking of Oklahoma State, they defeated South Dakota State today, 44-20. Fourth-ranked Texas all over Colorado State, 52-0. Breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge. Two balls and a strike to count. Later on tonight, third-ranked Oregon hosts Idaho, ninth-ranked Michigan hosting Fresno State. First game without Jim Harbaugh in a head coaching role after the national title last year. And in a big one, the 7th-ranked Notre Dame taking the visit to College Station to face 20th-ranked Texas A&M. A 3-1 pitch to Spiegel, called strike on the inside corner. It is 3-2. NFL season will get underway this coming Thursday as well. A 3-2 pitch, bounce foul behind the plate. And on Friday, the Philadelphia Eagles will be the home team in Sao Paulo when they take on the Green Bay Packers. Eagles will be wearing some new unis for the game as well. Payoff pitch to Spiegel. Bounce foul, third base side. We'll do it again. Eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. 3-1 Trenton here on the top of the third. Base is empty, two outs. The wind not as pronounced as last night. There, in fact, was very little wind at the outset of the game, but now it has picked up to about 10 to 15 miles an hour coming in from center field. The 3-2 fastball in tight, ball four. So a two-out walk to Spiegel, the third walk allowed by Trenton starter Luke Reddick. And here's Austin Rocaforte batting in the five spot in the order tonight. Rocaforte popped out to first in his first at-bat. Tim Battle juggling the lineup a bit. He's looking to find a combination that can produce some runs, knowing they'll be at a premium in this crucial game late in the season. And the pitch, a strike on the inside corner. With the pitchers that Trenton and State College have at their disposal, you probably aren't going to find a 12-10 slugfest in tonight or tomorrow night's games. Throw on to first. Back in is Spiegel. Spiegel not really a stolen base threat, but with two outs, Reddick knows he's going on contact. Just wants to keep him as close to the bag as possible. as Dereau holds him on. Rettig to the plate. And the 0-1 pitch lifted in the air left center field, but playable for Ryan Vogel. The center fielder makes the grab. The inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Two and a half gone. 3-1 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Andy Blake, Pete DeRocher, Santino Rosso, 4-5-6 hitters in the Trenton lineup, due up in the bottom of the third inning against Jordan Morales. Trenton up 3-1. And the first pitch from Jordan here in the third is a strike. Change up over the outer edge. 0-1 the count. Andy Blake is 0-1. Gave the ball a ride to left field, but Caleb Hill made the catch on the warning track. And a swing and a miss, digging after the changeup that time. 0-2 to Blake. Still in a weather delay in Frederick, but they're looking to get back in action as soon as possible. West Virginia leading that one 2-0, bottom of the first. And the 0-2 pitch to Blake in tight, nearly clipped the jersey. In close, but did not. It's ball one. Williamsport and Mahoning Valley now in the top of the second inning, still scoreless there. And the 1-2, that's low for a ball. 2-2 the count. After tonight, there'll be four games left in the regular season for all of the teams in the MLB Draft League. Five of them still in contention. Even Frederick, they're in fifth place right now, but they're only 2.5 games back. And the Keys playing West Virginia to complete that series tonight and tomorrow. Here's a grounder on to third. Scooped up by Buford. Throw to first, and it pops out of the mitt of Castro. So Blake is on. And that's going to be ruled E5. That's a tough one. It was a high throw, though. Castro had to go up for it. Although, you know, most throwing errors, a good first baseman can save a lot of throwing errors. And by rule, yes, it was a high throw, so it's a throwing error. Here's a bunt, popped up, third base side, and Carmine Lane dives, but just out of his reach. DeRocher tried to put the bunt down, but it went up in the air, and Carmine Lane springing forward from the crouch, dove along the third base line and just could not quite get to it. And of course, a lot of impact going full bore, so plate umpire Ben DiCostenzo giving him time to recover. His chest protector, his black chest protector, is covered in dirt right now. DiCostenzo hands the mask back to Lane, who uses the two-piece. He has the small helmet and then the mask that goes on top. But he is ready to go now. 0-1 the count to DeRozier. We'll see if he tries to bunt again. Nope, he's swinging away this time, and a liner off the mid of Buford into left field. A smoking liner to the hot corner, and digging for third is Blake. He will make it. So Pete DeRozier with a double. It'll be the fourth hit of the game for Trenton, and that one was just a hot shot. We talked often about how Cam Buford seems to have a magnet in his mitt. Unfortunately, it wasn't in the pocket. Deflected off the top tip of the mitt and into left. And I'll tell you what, that did not slow it up much either. And now the Spikes with runners on second and third. No outs for the Thunder. And another difficult situation. Santino Rosso reached on an error his first time up and came in to score the game's first run. A first pitch breaking ball low and away. Ball one. Somebody's vehicle is sputtering around the ballpark. 1-0. That's a strike. Breaking ball in the inner half. It's 1-1. Well, it ain't Boomer. He's out in the picnic area right now. He's got a four-wheeler he rides. Well, that's somebody on the streets nearby. 1-1. Infield's up all the way around. The pitch, a strike, though not on location. Plate umpire Bendy Casanzo saying Rosso went around on it. A low fastball. And now it is 1-2. Well, now a line of motorcycles. Maybe it was one of those that was sputtering along the street beyond the left field wall. 1-2, fastball swung on and missed, strike three. Morales dialed it up that time. His third strikeout of the night, brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Parents trust Mount Nittany Health with the most important people in their lives, their children. That's why we offer compassionate and comprehensive pediatric care. We're here to help. Visit mountnittany.org/pediatrics. Rosso took a look out there to the field. So he was headed back to the dugout. And now the infield stays up all the way around. Second and third, one out for Hunter DeRoe. Doubled in a run his last time up. Grounds this one to third. Buford looks the runner back. Throw across the diamond. And Castro has to scramble back to the bag. And the out is made, but unfortunately, in this game, Sebastian Castro is showing his inexperience at first base. The Spikes have been lucky in that regard at several points during both halves of the season, being able to put somebody in who had not played a lot of first base and acquitted themselves quite well. And tonight, Sebastian Castro, just his second game at first base with the Spikes, he's having his difficulties. But there are two outs here in the bottom of the third inning, and the pitch to Joaquin Munkay is a strike. Still runners on second and third after an error and a double. 3-1 Trenton. And the pitch. Called strike. And Munkay sets up a little close to the plate. He was trying to show that the ball was coming towards him, but he almost lifted up his midsection right up next to the ball. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Lane applies the tag to finish off the strikeout. Brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. If you had a great Mount Nittany Health experience, please take a moment to review us on Google to help spread the word about great care in our community. But Jordan Morales showed a lot of guts. Got out of a jam that wasn't entirely of his own making. Second and third, no outs. Results in no runs for the Thunder. One hit, one error in the inning. Two left at the end of three full. It is Trenton 3, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your Central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit Toyota.com. Sebastian Castro, Caleb Hill, Cam Buford due up here in the fourth. Spikes down 3-1 as Castro smacks the first pitch foul, first base side. Luke Reddick back on the mound for Trenton. Baseball still in play in right field, but Pete DeRocher tosses it into the seats, or towards the seats. He's actually got that to the grounds crew. They'll toss it into the seats. 0-1, tapped off the play, down in front of the mound. It's a catcher. Monquet picks it up, throw to first in time. One down. And Sebastian Castro has started at first base tonight for the second straight game. Last night, he went to right field in the fifth inning. And we may yet see a similar change in the offing here in the bottom of this fourth inning. We're in the top half of the Toyota RAV fourth inning right now, and Caleb Hill to the plate. Sensational sliding catch in left earlier tonight. He is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. 3-1 lead for the Thunder. His second game of the three-game series. Trenton won last night 7-3. First pitch to Hill, swung on and missed. A breaking ball from Reddick. Over the inner half, it's 0-1. Reddick in the windup, the pitch. Slides one low this time, 1-1. A run on two hits, two errors for State College, and three runs on four hits, no errors for the Spikes. Or for the Thunder, I should say. Spikes with a pair of errors in the game. And the 1-1, swung on and missed, 1-2. Which means that not all of the three runs Jordan Morales has allowed so far have been earned. Only two of them have. On the home run by Chase Engelhard in the first inning. The 1-2, high and away for a ball, 2-2. Thunder added on to it when Santino Rosso reached base on an error and scored on Hunter DeRose, double in the second. Spikes also scoring their run in the second inning. Cam Buford with the infield single off Reddick. A steal of second and scoring on Carmine Lane's RBI double. He's been a great addition to the Spikes in this his second game with the club. And the pitch down and away to Hill, 3-2 the count. Buford, by the way, is on deck. Lane will follow here. Payoff pitch. Swing, foul tip into the mitt. Monquet hangs on for strike three. That's five strikeouts now for Luke Reddick. And with two down in the top of the fourth, here is Cam Buford coming to the plate. Ramada out-of-town scoreboard, MLB Draft League. They are still in that weather delay in the bottom of the first inning in Frederick. They do anticipate resuming the game, but, of course, that means that both projected starting pitchers will be done for Frederick. It was Javon Ray that was starting. And the pitch to Buford, a strike low and away, but for West Virginia, Ray has been mostly a reliever. But on the West Virginia side, Alex Brewer has been a starter, but he's going to be done after a third of an inning. Pitch down and in for a ball, 1-1. That cannot make David Carpenter too happy. But we're in the stage of the year where when you start games, and really just any game on the schedule, you want to play it. Grounder on to third, taken by Battipaglia, throw across the diamond in time. The Spikes down in order here in the fourth. That's the first time either side has gone down 1-2-3 in this game. Still 3-1 Trenton as we go to the bottom of the fourth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Jordan Morales back on the mound for the Spikes in the bottom of the Toyota RAV 4th inning. It's Ian Battipaglia, Ryan Vogel, Chase Englehart, two up, the 9-1 and two batters for Trenton. Starting with Battipaglia, who drew a walk in the second inning. Jordan Morales has had to fight out of trouble here throughout this game, but he has kept it a 3-1 ball game with a little help from his friends. Grounder on to second, Grant Norris is there, picks it up, throw to first in time, one down. And on the first pitch of the inning, too, which is always a welcome development. Meanwhile, Mahoning Valley has drawn first blood against Williamsport. 1-0 scrappers in the top of the third inning as Isaac Williams delivers a solo homer to left. His second of the year. Spikes would like to see the Crosscutters continue their resurgence for at least the next 2 days before they face Williamsport for the final three games of the regular season. The middle game of that series will be the home finale at Medler Field at Lebrano Park Tuesday night, 6:35. Fireworks after the game, and it's Dollar Dog Night, a Tuesday tradition at Medler Field at Lebrano Park throughout the spring, returns to close out the summertime. As the pitch popped up, first base side, floating into the seats, and that bounces off the top of the dugout. 1-1 the count. First 2,000 hot dogs will be a buck apiece on Tuesday night. Also, the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog Night t-shirt presented by McClure Company. It's a 6:35 game against Williamsport. And now a 1-1 count to Vogel. Ryan Vogel is 1-for-2, a single and a strikeout as that pitch inside. But Vogel turned away, deflects off the mid of Lane. And he'll just get a new baseball as the ball boy on the third base side chases it down. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. Called strike on the outer edge, 2-2. Spikes were actually the first team in the MLB Draft League's second half to earn their 20th win. Well, they've gone on a four-game slide of the worst chime, but the 2-2 swung on and missed. Strike three. If they can reverse that, though, they've still got hope. And Jordan Morales helping to give them hope with his fifth strikeout of the night. Brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. At Mountain Indy Health, our view of healthcare is all about you. With more than 30 medical specialties and several primary care practices, we're here for you. Learn more at mountainitney.org. Morales has now set down five in a row, and Chase Englehart, who's been the toughest out for him tonight, steps in. A two-run homer down the left field line in the first. A walk in the second of the pitch. That's a strike over the inner half. slider from Jordan Morales, 0-1 the count. We'll get the Major League Baseball portion of the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard going as well, as about a month to play in the MLB ranks. 0-1, a called strike, curveball on the outer edge, 0-2. Still lots of battles for playoff positioning in the American and National Leagues. The three division champs and three wild cards to be determined. The 0-2 fouled off the top of the net behind home. Count remains the same. Again, tickets for Tuesday's home finale for the Spikes are available now at statecollegespikes.com. That's where you'll be able to get them all the way till Tuesday. Spikes ticket office will be closed on Labor Day, but statecollegespikes.com is open 24-7. 0-2 curveball called, strike three. Six strikeouts for Jordan Morales tonight as he records his first 1-2-3 inning of the evening. Six consecutive outs as well. The strikeout brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. For the fourth year in a row, Mount Nittany Medical Center was named one of the world's best hospitals by Newsweek, one of 26 hospitals in PA, ranking in the top 400 hospitals nationwide. To the fifth inning we go. It is still Trenton 3, State College 1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
It's Carmine Lane, Grant Norris, and Kyle Russell due up for the Spikes here in the top of the fifth inning. 9-1-2 in the order. As lefty Luke Reddick back on the mound for Trenton, his 69th pitch of the night. Starts the fifth. It's a breaking ball for a strike over the inner half. 43 strikes thrown by Reddick this evening. And the 0-1 to Carmine Lane, who doubled in a run. His first chime up, he has two hits in three Spikes at bats. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Reddick to the plate, and Lane fouls off the curveball for a strike. 1-2, really kind of a sweeper from Reddick. One ball and two strikes. Reddick likes to use that curveball. That might have been what was most worrisome to him when he was checking his hand after taking the tumble in the second inning. Make sure he still had the ability to snap off that curve. Fastball is in tight for ball two. Here's the 2-2 from Reddick. And Lane sends this one on an uppercut swing down the left field line to the corner. And that one is a foul ball, as called by Mark Rowan down the left field line. Now, the Spikes bullpen does not concur, but they are not altogether vehement. And maybe more hope than actual observation there. And he gave it a ride. It's 2-2. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Kept the slider away, and Lane went after it as Reddick records his sixth strikeout of the night. Both starting pitchers now with six Ks, as Reddick has retired five in a row. Here's Grant Norris. Came on as a pinch hitter in the second inning and then took over at second base. He is 0 for 1 with a strikeout tonight. 3-1 Trenton here on the top of the fifth inning. Thunder have out-hit the Spikes 4-2. State College with both errors this evening. And the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Now, Thunder ended up with an errorless game last night after the play late in the game was shifted from an error to a base hit. And here's a grounder between short and third, and that's a base hit for Grant Norris. Puts the Spikes in business with a one-out single, and that's a hit Grant has been looking for. And now we'll see if he goes in motion here. You got Kyle Russell coming up. Norris is 5 of 7 in stolen base attempts this year. It is a two-run game here on the top of the fifth. Hunter Durow in almost a catcher's crouch right now at first, but goes up now, hands on knees as he holds Norris on at first. And the first pitch from Reddick, a fastball in tight over the corner for a strike. 0-1. Russell 0-1 with a walk this evening. Reddick sets to the plate, and Russell fouls it back. It is 0-2. It is much tougher to steal off a left-handed pitcher. Spikes last night, though, were able to get a couple of earnest steal attempts off and succeed in them with Jacob Denner on the mound, but there was a runner caught stealing, although it was more that Denner just took a peek at second at the right time. It was a pickoff and caught stealing as the pitch outside for a ball, 1-2. Kyle Russell did not chase there. Cooper Hext is the on-deck batter for the Spikes. Wind is blowing again, 10 to 15 miles an hour in from center field off the Delaware River. There goes Norris on the 1-2, pitches high for a ball, throw to second, deflects off of Norris. And onto the grass in center field, but chased down quickly by Santino Rosso, and it's just a pop-up slide by Norris as the, I think the ball might have deflected off the mitt. Grant's knee, Engelhard's mitt, and the ball all kind of arrived at the same time. But it will be a stolen base for Grant Norris, his sixth of the year, and he moves into scoring position with a 2-2 count on Russell. Leads off second. Reddick sets. Quick peek at second, but he's focused homeward, and the 2-2 slider is chopped into the and over the Trenton dugout. 2-2 the count. See if Kyle maybe waits for that pitch once again. Reddick to the plate. It is the slider, and it is pounced but foul, third base side. 2-2. Reddick going over the signs with the catcher, Monquet. Has what he likes. Glove tucked against the body. And the lefty deals. And Russell sends this one into the air, right field. Backing up is DeRocher. He makes the catch. Norris is going to try for third. The throw to third is offline, however. Now, DeRocher showed off the arm earlier in the game to try to dissuade the runners from going. But Norris got a good jump on it, good timing on the tag, and I think Tim Battle also wants to up the aggressiveness factor overall for the Spikes on the base paths. Make Trenton work for outs if they're going to get them by throwing out base runners. Two away here in the top of the fifth inning, but a runner now at third with Cooper Hext at the plate. With two outs, important to get the runner to third. Try to squeeze some juice out of this scoring opportunity as the pitch down and in for a ball with the slider. 1-0 to Cooper. hexed out of McNeese State. His college teammates with Dalen Caraway. Now they're teammates together here on the spikes. The 1-0. Bounced up the middle. High chopper taken by Englehart. Second baseman's throw to first. Not in time. And Norris scores as Cooper Hex, chugging down the base path, beats out the infield single, knocks in the spike second run to make it a one-run game. The fourth hit of the night for the Spikes, and there's some hustle from Cooper Hex. Spikes looking to keep their postseason hopes alive. And now a man on 2 outs, but the big thing was getting that run in from third and Grant Norris. Throw to first, and Hex dives back in. Now, Cooper Hex is 12 of 14 in steal attempts this year. They got Josh Spiegel, who's been a big-time RBI producer. Four straight games with a ribby. 17 RBIs in total in the second half. 0 for 1 with a walk in this game. You'd love to put a man in scoring position for him. When he swings the first pitch, pops it up first base side, out of play, strike one. That was a fastball by Rettig, who is now on 86 pitches tonight, 54 of them for strikes. 3-2, Trenton, here in the top of the fifth inning. Hex takes his lead. Rettig looks the pitch homeward. That's clipped foul to the backstop. And now it is 0-2, and with two strikes and two outs, Cooper Hex is definitely going to take off on this pitch. Now, there might be some games here. We might see a throw over to first by Rettig to begin things. But Hex is going to try to take second. And Rettig will throw to first. And Hex is back standing. He was expecting that. Now this is where it really, the gears really turn. Now, there is no maximum amount of disengagements in an at-bat here in the MLB Draft League. But Rettig is going to turn his attention to the plate. It looks like he does. And Spiegel sends this one into the air. Left center field. The left fielder O'Reilly calls for it and makes the catch to end the inning. Well, the Spikes do score a run on a pair of hits. One runner left on base. We're halfway home at Trenton Thunder Ballpark through 4.5. Trenton 3, State College 2 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the fifth inning here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. The Spikes now within a run at 3-2, and Jordan Morales back on the mound for the Spikes. 70 pitches, 47 strikes through the first four innings, but he's retired the last six batters he has faced, four of them via strikeout, six Ks total tonight. He faces Jack O'Reilly to begin the bottom of the fifth. And the first pitch to him is upstairs for a ball, 1-0. O'Reilly struck out in the first inning and then a fly ball to left in the second. And Caleb Hill made a great recovery, made a sliding grab. And again, You can look back in that play if the Spikes can continue this comeback as a key one in preventing this from getting out of hand early. Foul ball to the first base side, 1-1. And the pitch lifted in the air, deep to left center field. Hex back, Hill two. Hex reaches out and makes the grab of the warning track. Incredible. Cooper Hex raced over, lost the cap. Had to reach out there, but able to snare it in front of the scoreboard in left center. That's the second time Jack O'Reilly's been robbed in the game. One down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Seven in a row retired by Jordan Morales with a little help from his friends. And now Andy Blake, the batter, designated hitter 0 for 2. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Changeup from Jordan. Blake flying out to left in the first inning, reached on an error in the third. The 1-0. Swing and a miss, a breaking ball down and in. 1-1. Ramada out of town, scoreboard. The Royals turn acquisitive. They are right now in the number 2 wild card spot in the American League. Traded for Yuli Gurriel. Added Tommy Pham and Robbie Grossman today. Here's the 1-1. Line to left field. On for it. Hill makes the catch chest high. And there are two down as Morales has retired 8 straight. And now Pete DeRocher, the batter, is in the majors tonight. The Royals and Astros tangling. Houston right now, 3.5 games up on Seattle for the AL West lead. They are scoreless bottom of the second. Blue Jays all over the Twins, 7-0 Toronto, bottom of the first. And that pitch is fouled back to the sweet level by Pete DeRocher, who grounded out in the first inning, doubled in the third. A's and Rangers scoreless bottom second. The Pirates with a 1-0 lead on the Guardians. Thanks to Andrew McCutcheon's RBI single. That game now in the top of the sixth inning. 0-1. Lifted in the air. Foul. First base side. 0-2. Tigers lead the Red Sox 2-1 bottom of the sixth. The Mets leading the White Sox 3-0 top of the second. White Sox right now are 31-105. The Mets in their inaugural season in 1962, famously 40-120. 0-2. Chopper foul at the plate. Of course, the Detroit Tigers threatened that mark in the early 2000s, but finished at 119 losses. Braves and Phillies scoreless bottom of the second in Philadelphia. Brewers and Reds scoreless, bottom of the first. We're not too far away from Citizens Bank Park here in Trenton. Orioles and Rockies tangle later tonight. Dodgers and Diamondbacks, Marlins and Giants, Mariners and Angels as well. 0-2, DeRocher fouls it behind home. Count remains the same. Cardinals defeated the Yankees today 6-5. Former Spike Brendan Donovan with his 11th home run of the year. A 3-run shot early in the ball game. That was big in helping the Cards build a lead. The Yankees made a late comeback bid that fell short. Cubs win their fifth straight, defeating the Nationals 5-3. Rays over the Padres earlier, 11-4. Fastball down and in, 1-2 the count. A reminder, the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in St. College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. 1-2 from Morales. Fastball down and in again and too far in. 2-2 to Pete DeRocher. Well, DeRocher a former Spike, but he and Morales never teammates at any point. Jordan hooked on a couple of weeks into the second half of the season. DeRocher played the final week of the first half of this season. 2-2. Chopper foul behind home. Count remains the same. And the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up. It'll be Morales' 84th of the night. But Jordan will have at least one more inning in him. The 2-2, bounce foul third base side. all of the strikes on the ledger in this at-bat for DeRocher have been on foul balls. Morales picks up the rosin bag, uses it on both hands. Now slides the glove back on the right hand, leans in, gets the sign, sets at the belt. Another 2-2. Fastball upstairs, and the count is full. And a new baseball put into play as Morales will toss that one to the Trenton dugout. It may come back at some point. Full count, two gone. Jordan Morales sets. The lefty delivers. And a sharp line drive, but foul into the Spikes bullpen down the left field line. Actually, went past the bullpen, went skittering around the corner and back into the field of play. So Dalen Caraway has to come out and be the relay man as Caleb Hill tosses the ball to him. The 11th pitch of the at-bat coming up. Here it is. Tapper foul. Do it again on 3-2. I'll have to go back and check the official books, but 12 pitches in a single at-bat seems to be the high watermark this year for a Spikes game. So Morales and DeRocher tangle with the bases empty and two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Another 3-2. Swung on, lifted in the air, center field, but playable for Cooper Hext, who's waiting underneath it, makes the catch. Terrific battle, but it goes the Spikes way as Jordan Morales has retired the last nine batters he has faced. And that was all after encountering second and third with nobody out in the third inning. He didn't allow anybody to score there, hasn't allowed anything since. We go to the sixth, 3-2 Trenton on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
It's a great time of the year to explore our valleys in Happy Valley, Pennsylvania. Head to Penn's Cave and Wildlife Park for a boat ride tour through America's only all-water cavern and farm nature wildlife park. Or time travel at Columbus Chapel and Bold Museum to explore European and American history collected over 200 years. Visit the Pennsylvania Military Museum to honor the Commonwealth's men and women in service in the armed forces, civilian activities on the home front, and Pennsylvania's contributions to military innovation. Learn more about the athletic history and the heritage of the legends of the blue and white at the Penn State All Sports Museum. Your adventures can include new hiking, biking, and walking driving tours. We're in the center of it all, shopping, dining, beautiful outdoors, and unique museums. Plan your adventures at happyvalley.com or stop in at the visitor centers located in State College, Bellefonte, and Phillipsburg.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Into the sixth inning. Spikes trailed 2-0 after the first, trailed 3-1 after the second, but now it is 3-2, and Austin Rocaforte leads off the sixth, sending this one in the air to center field, but Ryan Vogel has it sized up and makes the catch for the first out. Luke Rettig, the Trenton Thunder, back on the mound. He has thrown 89 pitches tonight, 57 for strikes. Jordan Morales is now up to 88 pitches, 60 for strikes, after the 12-pitch at-bat to finish off the fifth inning. Two runs, four hits, two errors for State College. Three runs, four hits, no errors for Trenton. And Sebastian Castro at the plate. Castro has stayed at first base. He had some early struggles there in his second game manning first. Of course, remember, he only played four innings there in his debut at the position for the Spikes last night. Pitched low and away for a ball, 2-0. And, you know, strategy, and Ollie Marmol was a guy who expounded upon this strategy. It's a strategy passed down to him from Tony La Russa. You take your nine best bats, or eight back in the day in the American League, and you put him in the batting order, and you let the defense fall where it may. And I think that's the kind of idea the Spikes have had with putting Castro in, putting him at first base. The 2-1 swung on and missed, 2-2. Sebastian is 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out tonight. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. 7 strikeouts for Luke Rettig this evening. 2 down here in the top of the 6th inning. And now Caleb Hill, the batter. Hill is 0-2. Struck out in the 2nd and in the 4th against Rettig. Let's see if he's learned something from the first 2 ABs. Spikes are on the third time, the hallowed third time through the order. And the Spikes are facing Rettig for the third time this second half as the first pitch swung on and missed 0-1. They were able to score at a little faster rate against Rettig the last 2 outings, but of course both of those took place at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. The 0-1 slider is a strike on the inside corner, 0-2. Would not be surprised to see Rettig sweep that slider right across the plate and maybe even finish it outside the plate, trying to get a swing. 0-2. It goes fastball low and away, but that's well away. Hill takes it for ball one. It does not appear that there's any action in the Trenton bullpen. And nothing going on right now in the State College pen either is the 1-2. There is the slider, but it is low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Caleb Hill trying to get something going. The Spikes have scored both of their runs with 2 outs in this game. And the pitch, that's low for ball three. Tried slider again and missed. And now the count is full. Cam Buford is on deck if Hill can extend the top of the 6th. Rettig with the windup and the pitch and the breaking ball in tight, ball 4. So the 4th walk that Rettig has issued tonight. And a runner on with 2 outs for Cam Buford, who singled literally off Rettig in the 2nd inning, stole 2nd, and scored the game's first run, at least the Spikes' first run. Then in the 4th inning, grounded out to 3rd, and before this at-bat, Sean Chacon, the former big leaguer, coming out of the Trenton dugout to the mound for a visit. Chacon with the sinker, the curveball, the slider, 45 wins in the big leagues. Pitched 5 seasons for the Rockies, 2 for the Yankees, 2 years for the Pirates, and finished his MLB career with the Houston Astros. Also spent time with the Newark Bears of the Atlantic League. Now the meeting on the mound is over. Cam Buford in the right-handed batter's box. Caleb Hill at first, 2 gone. Let's see if Hill goes in motion. Pitch. Not on the first delivery, but the fastball's down and in. Caleb, 8-for-8 in stolen bases this year. The 1-0. Down and in, ball 2. Well, if he's trying to get swings, he's not quite putting it in the spot where Cam's going to go after it. If he's just looking to put him on, sort of the intentional, unintentional walk, that's another thing. But this one, grounded back through the middle into center field, a base hit. On to 2nd goes Hill. Now Cam just waiting for that fastball. And now it's 1st and 2nd with 2 outs, and before Rettig can face Carmine Lane, who has an RBI double already tonight, Adonis Smith is out of the Trenton dugout. And it looks like there has been a right-hander warming up for the Thunder, and that right-hander is Devin Rivera. And it's Rivera who will get the call here in the top of the sixth inning, with the Spikes having runners at first and second and two outs, and a nice ovation for Reddick, who goes 5 2/3 innings tonight, two runs against him so far. But he is responsible for both runners on base, and we'll have the numbers on Rivera and the rest of the sixth inning for you. Tying run in scoring position for State College, trailing 3-2 here in the top of the sixth. Back after this call to the bullpen on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Devin Rivera is on for Trenton here on the top of the sixth inning, making his 13th appearance of the year. No record, a 6 ERA. He has one hold to his credit. In 18 innings of work, he has allowed 13 runs, 12 earned on 20 hits, 13 strikeouts to 7 walks, one hit batsman, a .282 opponent's batting average. But he's got an important job for the Thunder here on the top of the sixth inning, as the Spikes now out hitting Trenton 5-4, and after Cam Buford's two-out single moved Caleb Hill up to second, Rivera's going to try to get the Thunder out of the sixth inning, but the Spikes sending Carmine Lane to the plate. The South Florida product, a former member of the Miami Marlins organization, spent time at high A and single A for them earlier this season in Beloit and Jupiter, respectively. He is 1-for-2 tonight with an RBI double in the second. He has struck out as well, but he can tie this game up right here, right now. 3-2, Trenton, top of the sixth. Rivera's first pitch of the night is a breaking ball low and away for ball one. Luke Reddick goes 5 2/3 innings, allowing 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned so far. Again, he's responsible for both runners on base right now. 4 walks, 7 strikeouts, 103 pitches, 63 for strikes. The 1-0 from Rivera, a fastball down and in, ball 2 to Lane. Grant Norris waits on deck after Lane. Rivera out of the stretch. The 2-0. That's a strike. Fastball at the knees, 2-1. There have been no other changes defensively for Trenton. It's still O'Reilly in left, Vogel in center, DeRocher in right. DeRoe at first, Engelhardt at second, Rosso at short, Battipaglia at third, Monke catching. 2-1. And Lane fouls at first base side, out of play. It's 2-2. I know that Carmine's family is watching on here tonight. Don't quite know if they're listening to our broadcast or focused on the video stream, but I will say Mike Warren at Trenton here does a fantastic job with these broadcasts. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill dances off second. The pitch bounced up the middle into center field. Hill getting waved around third. The throw from Vogel goes to the backstop as Caleb Hill slides in with a tying run. Buford moves up to third. Lane to second. We're tied at 3 in the top of the sixth. Carmine Lane comes through, and the Spikes, who had the bases empty with 2 outs, have now tied the game, conjuring up their third run. It'll be a base hit for Lane. There'll be a throwing error assist to move Buford to third and Lane to second. And now two runners in scoring position for Grant Norris. And the first pitch to him is low and away. Ball one. Lane will get credit for his second RBI of the game. And the 1-0. And that's driven foul to the right side, over the seats, out of play. 1-1 to Grant, who is 1-for-2 tonight. Pinch hit in the second, has played second base since. Struck out in that first at-bat, but then singled, stole second, and scored in the fifth. And that was a crucial steal with two outs in the frame that allowed Cooper Hex to bring him in. The 1-1 fouled back. Not only that, what was also crucial, Grant Norris able to take third base on an ensuing on a flyout that was the second out. So the steal with one out, but then on the second out, he took third. Cooper Hext ended up with an infield single, but Grant Norris scored easily because he took the extra base on a pretty strong arm in Pete DeRosier. 1-2. The pitch. Called strike three. Fastball on the outer edge. Throws him. And Rivera records his first strikeout of the night. The Thunder's eighth. However, the Spikes tie the game on two hits, one error, two runners left on base. At the end of 5.5, we're even. State College 3, Trenton 3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Did you know that August 11th is 811 Day? Before you begin any outdoor home improvement projects, such as planting a tree or installing a fence, call Pennsylvania 811 or visit paonecall.org 3 to 10 business days before you dig. Pennsylvania 811 is your ticket to avoiding an underground utility catastrophe. Hitting a water main or taking out the cable before the big game isn't going to make you many friends in your neighborhood. Safety is in your hands. Every dig, every time.
Never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the sixth inning, the Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Santino Rosso, Hunter Duroe, and Joaquin Monquet, the 6-7-8 batters due up for the Thunder. Jordan Morales back on the mound for the Spikes. 88 pitches, 60 for strikes. And his first pitch of the sixth inning is low for a ball to Santino Rosso. The former Spike officially 0-for-2 tonight. Reached on an error in the second inning. Did score a run as well. That's the last run Trenton has. Struck out in the third. The 1-0 up high, and Rosso ducks out of the way. Two balls, no strikes. Morales has retired the last nine batters he has faced. Some tremendous defensive plays, but also four of those outs have come via strikeout. Six strikeouts in total for the left-hander out of Satterton, PA. Not too far from here, but he hits Rosso on the lower back. And the small of the back. The leadoff man is on. Rosso, a quick peek out to the mound. Morales peeks right back at him. Tim Battle checking to make sure that the right-hander warming up in the Spikes bullpen is good to go. It is Peter Ostenson, and he gets an affirmative signal. And Ostenson, who faced one batter last night, threw five pitches, four strikes. He retired that batter, will come on here in the bottom of the sixth inning. So Jordan Morales, five innings of work. 91 pitches, however. He fought through it, and he's got family here. He gives them a signal, points at him. He knows he's got fans in the crowd here. And he battled here tonight, kept the Spikes in the game, got him out of a second and third, no-out situation in the third, did not allow a base runner until the first hit batsman of the game for either side to start the bottom of the sixth. And now Peter Ostenson is on the mound here in a 3-3 game. Runner on first, nobody out. We'll step aside. We'll get the numbers on Ostenson and the remainder of the sixth inning after another call to the bullpen here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just $1 apiece. And the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Peter Ostenson on the mound. He's been on there frequently for the Spikes out of the bullpen in this second half, making his 19th appearance of the season. Ostenson has gone 2-2 with a 4.28 ERA. He has three holds to his credit, 1-for-1 in saves, 27 and a third total innings. He's allowed 19 runs, 13 earned on 33 hits, 19 strikeouts, 8 walks. A .297 opponent's batting average, and Hunter Dereau, the right-hander, up to face him here in the sixth. Dereau, 1-for-2 with an RBI double tonight. As Ostenson's first pitch of the evening, with Rosso leading off first, is delivered and fouled back off the facade, back to the seats below me. And the count 0-1. Again, Ostenson appeared just yesterday, a third of an inning, five pitches, four strikes, and one out. We'll get you the line on Jordan Morales here in a moment. The 0-1 pitch coming home. Upstairs for a ball, 1-1. Off speed from Ostenson. Morales goes five innings officially, facing the first batter of the sixth inning as well. Three runs against him, two earned, but he is responsible for the man on first, Rosso. The 1-1. Upstairs a ball, 2-1 the count. He gives up four hits, all of them in the first three innings. Two walks, both in the first three innings. He struck out six. That went well beyond the first three innings. He also has the one-hit batsman. Throw to first by Ostenson. Rosso dives back in. Santino Rosso is 8 of 9 in stolen base attempts for the Thunder, 10 of 11 in steal attempts in the MLB Draft League this year. The 2-1. Check swing, fastball's a strike over the inside corner, 2-2. Again, all but Rosso in the Trenton lineup, right-handed hitters. Also the lone lefty, which may be why Morales stayed on to face him as a left-hander himself, the start of the sixth, despite his pitch count climbing. 2-2 breaking ball snapped up. The curveball stays inside on Durow, and it's a full count. Here's the payoff pitch. There goes Rosso. It is high for ball four. It's a moot point on the throw to second. It won't be a stolen base because it was ball four. But he did slide in safely to second either way. First and second, nobody out, and Joaquin Moncay, the batter, the catcher, is 0 for 2. Flat out to center field in the second. Struck out in the third. So now, first and second, nobody out, and a tie game, bottom of the sixth. Would not be out of the realm of possibility for a bunt, and Moncay is showing it right away. He's going to put it down and does so off to the third base side. Picked up by Austinson, throw to first. Castro is there, hauls it in. Runners do move up, however, on the 1-3 sacrifice. And now Ian Battipaglia to the plate. Spikes and Jordan Morales face this situation in the third inning. Andy Blake reached on an error. Pete DeRocher doubled. It was second and third, nobody out. But Jordan Morales buckled down, struck out two of the next three batters with Cam Buford, able to start a ground out for the other out. They got out of the jam. Morales retired nine straight. Now in a similar situation. And the first pitch from Austinson to Battipaglia is upstairs for a ball, 1-0. 3-3, bottom of the sixth. Spikes just tied it up in the top half of this inning. Austinson sets. Infield's up all the way around. The 1-0 fades in for a strike over the inner half, 1-1. Adonis Smith right now, runners on base. He's about midway to home plate himself. One ball, one strike. Austinson delivers. Breaking ball lifted in the air, left field. Hill comes in for it, settles under, makes the catch. Rosso tags from third. The throw to the plate will not be in time. Sacrifice fly for Ian Battipaglia, and that's exactly what he went up to the plate to do, put it in the air. And Trenton is back out in front, 4-3. Durow did not attempt to advance there. Stays at second. And now two outs in the inning. The Trenton plates the go-ahead run. It'll close the book on Jordan Morales, who will be charged with four runs, three earned over five innings of work. Here's Ryan Vogel, the leadoff man in the Trenton lineup, is 1-for-3 tonight. A single, two strikeouts. He did score a run. Pitch outside for a ball. 2-0. I checked that 1-0. That was the first pitch of the at-bat. Set by Austinson. The 1-0. Swing and a foul tip into the minutes. 1-1. Wind has shifted a bit. Now 10 to 15 miles an hour, but seems to be blowing in from right field now. The 1-1. Breaking ball low. 2-1 the count. We are right on the banks of the Delaware River here. That plays a factor in the wind and the weather. We've had overcast skies throughout the game, but the sky's totally dark right now. The 2-1. Swung on. Popped up. Third base sign. That'll go out of play. And into the one of the suites on the third base side. The Sandlot would have made that play back in Medler Field at Lebrano Park. I'm telling you that right now. Two balls, two strikes. Austinson taking his time, and he's got a lot of time to take. Gets the sign, comes set, and delivers. Low and away for a ball, and the count is full. Austinson goes to the rosin bag. Well, timer's not even starting right now. So, really, at this stage, Peter Ostenson has all the time in the world. It just now starts when he gets on the rubber, the 20 count. It's a break for him. Runner bluffs, 3-2 pitch. Popped up right field. Going back, Norris coming in. Rocaforte dives and makes the catch. And the inning is over. Now, Austin Rocaforte adding his name to Caleb Hill's. Well, the inning-ending circus catches. But Trenton moves back in front. A run without the benefit of a hit. One runner left on base. At the end of six, it's Trenton 4, State College 3 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Into the seventh inning here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. State College Spikes with 3 runs on 6 hits, 2 errors. The Trenton Thunder, 4 runs on 4 hits, 1 error. Spikes scoring in the second, fifth, and sixth innings. Trenton with 2 in the first on Chase Englehard's homer, 1 in the second, and 1 to move back out in front in the sixth. And Devin Rivera, who recorded the last out of the sixth inning, faces Kyle Russell to start the seventh. Russell flies it toward the right field corner, but Pete DeRocher is there and puts it away for out number one. Now, Rivera did record the last out of the sixth inning, but not until after allowing an inherited runner to score to tie the game. Cooper Hext is 1-for-2 tonight. Walked in the first inning, grounded out in the third, but then his infield single with 2 outs in the fifth, beating out the throw from Rosso at short, enabled the Spikes' second run to score. Another one of those potentially crucial plays in the game. Pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Trenton got the lead early and then just built it throughout the game last night. But tonight, the Spikes have been able to keep the Thunder close. They've been making some plays. Down a run right now, 1-0 pitch to Hex, the breaking ball, called strike on the inner half. Not quite the 12-6 curve that Hex was called out on strikes for last night, but still a pretty good one. 1-1 from Rivera, called strike, fastball in the inside corner. One and two the count. Here's the set by Rivera. And the pitch. Fastball is low this time. Actually, that was the changeup from Rivera. But Hex laid off, and it's 2-2. Check the other MLB Draft League scores in just a moment after this 2-2 pitch. Here it is. Fastball is down and in. Ball 3 to fill the count. Well, West Virginia and Frederick tried to get the game back underway, but that game has now been canceled. Or at least, well, it's noted on here postponed, but I don't believe that they will resume it. Try to get details on that. The 3-2 to Hex, down and in, ball four. So Hex draws the one-out walk. First one issued by Rivera, the fifth by Trenton pitching tonight. Yep, tonight's game has been canceled. So what that means is that Frederick will stay at 19-18. So they can only move up a half game at most. But for West Virginia, they are currently a half game up, and they'll stay at 21-16. So if Trenton falls tonight, they will drop into a tie with the Black Bears. First pitch swung on and fouled into the mitt by Josh Spiegel. Fastball from Rivera. But an opportunity for the Spikes, perhaps, to not only put the Thunder into that tie with the Black Bears. Otherwise, if Trenton wins, there'll be a game up on West Virginia, I should say. But if the Spikes prevail here tonight, they'll not only gain a full game on the Thunder and be just one back, they would gain, be within a game of West Virginia as well. Bouncer foul, third base side. And that's with four games to play. Again, that West Virginia-Frederick game has been canceled. It will not be resumed. It will not be made up. Meanwhile, Mahoning Valley in a 1-1 tie with Williamsport going to the seventh inning at Journey Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field, which will host the MLB Draft League Championship game Thursday, the first half champion Cutters. Pitches high for a ball. Hex takes off for second. The throw won't be there. Engelhardt stepped in front of the bag just to grab it. Didn't even attempt to tag. And Hex with his first stolen base of the night. For the season, that's now 13 for him in 15 attempts. And now a 1-2 count on Spiegel, but the tying run is in scoring position with one out. And Rivera, as Hex dances off second, takes a look at him, but goes home with it, breaking ball low and away. 2-2. Cooper Hex has successfully stolen third base this year, but I don't think he's going to take off here. Of course, maybe that's what the Thunder think, too, and what Hex and Tim Battle are thinking about. 2-2. And Spiegel pops it up. High in the sky, shallow left center. Rosso back, shortstop puts it away. Two down. Austin Rocaforte is 0-for-3. And now, talking with West Virginia manager David Carpenter after their series against the Spikes at Medlar Field at Lebron O'Park concluded Thursday, he was a little bit, I guess, concern might be the case, but he thought the weather might benefit them, or that inclement weather could benefit them during the course of the weekend. Well, West Virginia losing last night in walk-off fashion and unable to complete their game today. Fastball strike on the inside corner, 0-1. But it also may allow Frederick to get its pitching staff in order. Javon Ray was starting for them today. Did go an inning, but that wiped away from the books because of the cancellation in the bottom of the first inning. Rivera turns towards second. Hext is back. 0-1 the count. Austin Rocaforte made that diving catch to finish the sixth inning. Now up here with two outs in the top of the seventh. Rivera looks to second. The pitch. And a liner back through the box and bouncing past the second baseman, Engelhard. Around third is Hex, and Austin Rocaforte with a game-tying two-out RBI single in the top of the seventh. All four of the Spikes runs tonight have come with two outs, and it's tied back up four apiece. Clutch hitting from State College throughout the course of this game. And now Adonis Smith is back out of the first base dugout. And Devin Rivera may not face Sebastian Castro. In fact, he won't. Adonis calls for the pitching change. And the go-ahead run is now at first base with two outs in the person of Austin Rocaforte. And Sebastian Castro is at the plate, but he will face a new Trenton right-hander. We'll have the identity of that right-hander and the rest of the seventh inning for you after this call to the bullpen on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Let's go!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Well, Devin Rivera done after one inning. He allowed, so far, one run charged to him on two hits, both of which were game-tying two-out singles, one in the sixth, one here in the seventh, a walk, a strikeout, 23 pitches, 14 for strikes, and now taking over for him on the mound is Dan Karitsis. Karitsis, native of Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, out of Felician University, here in the Garden State, has faced the Spikes on several occasions already this year. He has made 13 appearances for the Thunder. No record, a 3.29 ERA, two holds to his credit. In 13 and two-thirds innings, he has allowed five runs all earned on nine hits, 19 strikeouts to seven walks, a 180 opponent's batting average. Karitsis, as a matter of fact, has faced the Spikes three times, once in the first half finale, in which he pitched a scoreless inning, but in his two second-half appearances, he's got a total of 2 2/3 innings. Scoreless inning on August 3rd. He did walk two batters, but did not allow a hit, but then yielded two runs over an inning and two-thirds on August the 21st. That was, of course, 10 days ago, a Wednesday night at Medler Field, Lebrano Park, and Sebastian Castro, the batter, takes ball one low. Next offering, a curveball swung on and missed, 1-1. Plenty of vertical drop on that one. Started at the head, finished at the toes, but Castro offered at it. 1-1 the count. Sebastian 0-for-3 in this game, but the go-ahead run is at first base in Austin Rocaforte. Breaking ball high, 2-1 the count. Castro has been a very patient hitter this year. Of course, he's only spent a short time with the Spikes, but that's been his hallmark. Caleb Hill is on deck. And the 2-1. And Castro swings and fouls it off at the plate. It's 2-2. Karitsis, the second right-hander of the game. Luke Rettig, the left-hander, started for Trenton. Will not factor into the decision tonight. Jordan Morales started for the Spikes. He also will not factor into the decision. 2-2, nubbed foul, third base side. Count remains the same. Rocaforte is not threatened to steal yet. And Austin, 4 of 8 this year in stolen bases, but don't know that Tim Battle wants to put him in motion here unless he can get a great jump. Wearing the sliding mitt on the left hand, though. Lasting's Millage giving him counsel over there. Karitsis with a 2-2. There goes Rocaforte. The pitch is bounced foul, first base side. May have been waiting until the two-strike pitch with two outs to go in motion. Well, count 2-2. Two Aritzis will go to the rosin bag and go to the rubber. Here's the set and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with the curve. And the inning is over. First strikeout for Caritzis. But the Spikes tie it again here in the seventh. A run on a hit. One runner left on base. Time to stretch at Trenton Thunder Ballpark through six and a half. 4-4 our score. Here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Into the bottom of the seventh inning here, and after Peter Austinson recorded all three outs in the sixth inning, he leaves the game here as Nick Palumbo takes over for him on the mound. Nick is familiar with Trenton Thunder Ballpark. He spent all of last season here as a member of the Trenton Thunder staff. He was part of player personnel, player liaison, helped with the data. But now he's back on the mound here as a member of the opposing team. And Nick Palumbo has had a successful 2024 season for the Spikes. Palumbo, a New Jersey native, 0-1, a 5.74 ERA, but that's a little deceiving. 16 appearances, though. Tim Battles trusted him time and again. He has three holds to his credit, 2-for-3 in save opportunities. 15 and two-thirds total innings. He has been charged with 13 runs, 10 earned, but again, just a couple of outings factoring into that. 20 hits, 15 strikeouts, 9 walks. He has hit 5 batters, and he is now on with the bases empty to start the bottom of the 7th inning. Peter Austinson goes 1 inning, no runs charged to him. He allowed 1 walk, no hits. No strikeouts. Austinson, 16 pitches, 8 for strikes, and the book closed on Jordan Morales as well. 5 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, 1 hit batsman, 91 pitches, 60 strikes. But none of the above will factor into the decision tonight because it is a 4-4 game here in the bottom of the 7th inning. The Spikes have now out-hit the Thunder tonight, 7-4. State College with 2 errors, Trenton with 1. And Palumbo will face the 2-3-4 hitters in the order, Chase Englehard, Jack O'Reilly, and Andy Blake. Meanwhile, a change at first base as Austin Ball is in the game. Carmine Lane remains the catcher. And so it's a straight switch because that's the only change in the field. So ball is in for Castro at first, and he'll take his spot in the order, the number six spot. So here we go. New first baseman. Tie game, bottom of the seventh. Chase Englehart has a two-run homer already tonight, and he swings with the first pitch, lifts it to right field, but Rocaforte is there, one away. Did not have to make the diving catch he did to finish the sixth inning, one that prevented a run from scoring. So ball officially announced into the game. Second change in the field for the Spikes tonight. And Jack O'Reilly, the batter. He is 0 for 3. Struck out his first time up, but sliding catch by Caleb Hill in the second inning, and an amazing catch by Cooper Hex in center in the fifth, depriving him of two base hits tonight. Officially, he's 0 for 3. Takes ball one upstairs. Now the 1-0 pitch from Nick Palumbo. Breaking ball breaks away. Ball two. Andy Blank on deck. And the pitch. That's fouled our way, but deflects off the facade back down to the walkway between the upper level and lower level of the seats here. Two balls and a strike. Palumbo to the plate. And O'Reilly lifts it down the right field line. Ball going back on it, but this will be well out of his reach. Tumbles and bounces actually into and out of the Trenton bullpen. 2-2 the count. We're a bit shielded. Can't quite see into the Trenton pen to see if anybody's warming up. But you know, there is further right-handed action underway in the State College bullpen. But Nick Palumbo has a 2-2 count on Jack O'Reilly in the pitch upstairs for a ball. 95 on the fastball. Well, the count is full. And the righty warming up is Braden Collette. He's been a dependable bullpen option since joining the club. 3-2. Palumbo with a payoff pitch. Swung on, popped up. Shallow center going back is Norris. He's got it sized up. He makes the catch. Wind is still blowing in. That might have helped things somewhat. As there are two away here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Andy Blank, the designated hitter. He is flied out to left and lined out to left. That's sandwiched around, reaching via error in the third inning. But Austin Ball, now, he's come in to hit as well, but he is primarily in as a defensive replacement to lock things down in a tie game here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Palumbo to the plate. Breaking ball for a strike on the inner half. Beautiful start to that at bat. Blake steps out of the right-handed box momentarily, now steps back in. And the pitch. That's a strike on the inner half. Breaking ball again, and it's 0-2. Next gun, slider to start against the former Angels farmhand Andy Blake. Nick has the sign. The 0-2. That's outside. Lane able to haul it in. Ball one. It was a purpose pitch that time. Now the 1-2. Does he come back at him with a slider? The set. The pitch. He does, but it is low for ball two. Four-four score here in the bottom of the seventh. Remember, West Virginia and Frederick have been rained out tonight. They tried to get back underway after a halting play in the bottom of the first inning, but could not do so. The 2-2. Breaking ball, lifted in the air, left field. It could be an in-between ball, but Russell is out there in the shortstop, puts it away, slaps gloves with Caleb Hill, and the inning is over as Nick Palumbo records a 1-2-3 inning. Seven complete here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. It's 4-4 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just a buck a piece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Let's go!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
Into the eighth inning, Spikes, Thunder, 4-4. And Caleb Hill will start the top of the eighth inning facing Daniel Karitsis, who recorded the last out in the seventh for the Thunder. And Karitsis and Joaquin Monque going through the signs again. No changes in the field for Trenton. Hill in the left-handed box. A first pitch breaking ball is swung on and missed for strike one. Caleb Hill, 0-for-2 with a walk tonight, but a key walk with two outs in the sixth inning started the Spikes rally, and eventually he scored the tying run at that point to make it 3-3. It is now 4-4, and the 0-1 delivery is outside for ball one. A fastball from Karitsis at 91 miles an hour. One ball and one strike. Righty on the mound, lefty at the plate, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Went slider that time. Still Durow at first, Engelhardt at second, Rosso at short, Battipagli at third on the infield. The 1-2, chopper foul, first base side. Monque remains the catcher. Outfield, O'Reilly in left, Vogel in center, DeRocher in right. Karitsis goes to the rosin bag. And the 1-2. Down and in, gets past Monque, but nobody's on. It's simply ball two. Devin Rivera's line finished. One inning, two hits, one run. It was earned. One walk, one strikeout, 23 pitches, 14 strikes. He will get tagged with a blown save tonight, making him 0-for-1 in save opportunities. Whether you're in position for a hold or a save, if the lead goes by the boards while you're on the mound, it is a blown save. Grounder to the right side. Backhanded by Durow. Flipping to Karitsis. Race to the bag. One by the pitcher. One down. 3-1 on the putout. Credit the big man. Karitsis is 6'7", 265, but he made good time getting over to first base to help out Durow that time. And those are the kinds of plays that you need to make, the good, solid, fundamental plays in a situation like this where there's so much riding on this game for both sides. First pitch breaking balls, a strike to Cam Buford, right-handed hitting third baseman. 2-for-3 tonight, a stolen base and a run scored. Two of the seven Spikes hits this evening. The 0-1. Curveball drops in for a strike on the inner half. It's 0-2. Carmine Lane is 2-for-3 with a pair of RBIs, including one on a double. He awaits on deck. The 0-2. And Buford lines this one down the right field line, but over is DeRocher, who hauls it in. It wasn't quite to the line. DeRocher wouldn't have been able to get there if that were the case, but it was parallel to it. Pete DeRocher still made up a lot of ground. He has had a tremendous defensive series here. Of course, the series just almost two games old, but DeRocher's play has been stellar in right field. And now here's Carmine Lane, big-time contributor to the Spikes tonight. He is 2-for-3 tonight. He's now 3-for-5 at the plate as a Spike. 600 batting average. That's the best mark in the MLB draft league. The big looping curve on the 0-1 stays high. One ball, one strike. Lane out of Delray Beach, Florida. University of South Florida. He was an All-American Athletic Conference first-team performer before being selected by the Marlins in the 19th round of the 2022 draft. Played three seasons in the Marlins organization. Now he's here with the Spikes. Takes a breaking ball for a strike on the outer edge. It's 1-2. Karitsis into the windup. The pitch. And Lane fouls this off. First base sign. That was a little bit of that sort of uppercut swing. Lane almost, before delivering his double, he almost put one out of here down the left field line. Now the 1-2. Called strike three. Don't have the TrackMan data here, but we might be able to get a sense of where that pitch was here momentarily with the game day. Yeah, it was outside. But it will stand as the second strikeout for Dan Karitsis as the Spikes down in order in the eighth. Still 4-4 as we go to the bottom of the eighth on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
As the official and trusted managed technology provider for the State College Spikes, One Stop Communications brings over 27 years of experience to your business. They are your one-stop shop for all things communication in central Pennsylvania, offering high-speed internet, IT, and managed technology solutions tailored to businesses of all sizes. Plus, they provide a wide range of communication services to keep you connected. Visit onestop.biz today and see how they can elevate your business communications just like they do for the Spikes.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available, with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities, inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
Bottom of the eighth inning, and a new pitcher on the mound for the Spikes after Nick Palumbo pitched a perfect seventh inning. No hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. A total of 12 pitches, 7 strikes. He gives way to the right-hander, Braden Collette. Collette is making his fifth appearance since joining the Spikes. Collegiately, he was most recently at Southern Union State Community College in Alabama, but also spent time at Lenoir Rhine. He was at the Royal Oak Leprechauns in Northwoods League before joining the Spikes, but the Augusta, Georgia native has been great here. In his 5 appearances, 4 of them before tonight, no record, a 2.25 ERA, 1 hold to his credit, 4 innings, 1 run, 3 hits, 5 strikeouts, 3 walks, 2.31, the opponent's batting average. He faces the 5-6-7 batters, Pete DeRocher, Santino Rosso, and Hunter Dureau. And Collette's only run that he has allowed this year came on that ball in left field that was misplayed into a triple. It came in the immediate wake of that. And the first pitch to Pete DeRocher popped up sky high behind the plate. This will fade five rows deep into the seats. Bounces off the concrete into the upper level where Fan makes a nice grab. Strike one to DeRocher, who is 1-for-3 tonight. A ground out and a fly out sandwiched around a third inning double. Also now TJ Pound is on at second base. The third second baseman of the night for the Spikes. And the pitch, a strike, breaking ball over the inside corner. It's 0-2. So TJ Pound will take over in the leadoff spot. He'll be leading off this next inning for the Spikes, which will be the ninth. The 0-2 pitch, flied into left field. Caleb Hill is there, puts it away. One gone. Santino Rosso reached on an error and scored in the second, struck out in the third, then was hit by a pitch to start the bottom of the sixth inning and came in to score what at that time was the go-ahead run that made it 4-3. Rosso up in the left-handed box. He's the only left-hander at the Thunder's disposal tonight. Cam Buford's up on the grass at third just in case, but Rosso pops up the first pitch. On the infield, third baseman Buford in the infield. Grass makes the catch. Two down. Now Hunter Durow, the batter, the first baseman. Doubled in a run in the second inning. Grounded out in the third. Walked in the sixth. In the ninth, Spikes will now have TJ Pound, Kyle Russell, and Cooper Hext do up. Manny Jackson is the only other option left on the bench. And the pitch. That is low for a ball, 1-0. Unless Tim Battle's going with Jackson to hit, but that would probably be unlikely because there'll be no other options left at second base. And the 1-0 popped up, shallow left center, Russell back on it, the shortstop underneath it, puts it away, and Braden Collette elicits three pop-ups to end the eighth inning. We go to the ninth. We're still tied 4-4. It's a one-inning game coming up here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment. You turn on like
lightning. Summer is here, and the deals are happening at Toyota. Like on an adventure-ready RAV4, perfect for your next road trip. Or the 24 Tacoma, now available with turbocharged power. Or the all-new 2025 Camry, because every day deserves more fun. Find out more at buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Offer ends July 31st. Toyota, let's go places.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just $1 apiece. And the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Into the ninth inning here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. State College Spikes 4, Trenton Thunder 4. With a win, Trenton takes a full game lead in the MLB Draft League second half standings with 4 to play. But conversely, with a Spikes win, State College will be within a game of Trenton and of West Virginia. And depending on how the Mahoning Valley-Williamsport game finishes up, they will either stay in fourth but only a game back or move up into third. As of now, they're in fourth by 2 percentage points against the Scrappers, who lead Williamsport 2-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. A new pitcher on the mound for Trenton here in the ninth. It is the left-hander, Ethan Bradford. And Bradford has been dominant this year for Trenton. Bradford making his 25th appearance across both halves. A 3-0 record, a 1.07 ERA, one hold, 4 of 5 in save opportunities. In 33 2/3 innings, he has allowed 6 runs, 4 earned on 20 hits, 44 strikeouts to 15 walks, 5 hit batsmen, opponents hitting just 165 against him. TJ Pound, Kyle Russell, and Cooper Hext. Top of the order due up. Pound, of course, came on as a defensive replacement in the eighth inning, and he will now lead off as a hitter here in the ninth. Dan Karitsis went an inning and a third, retired all 4 batters he faced, 2 via strikeout. Throwing a total of 21 pitches, 16 strikes. Ethan Bradford's first pitch to T.J. Pound is low for a ball. 1-0 count. Next offering from Bradford, that's a strike over the outer edge. 1-1. And the next offering swung on and missed, 1-2. Well, Bradford's going to pound the zone here. And no pun intended with T.J. at the plate. Here's the 1-2. Called strike 3. Around the outer edge. That may have actually been just off the plate, but we'll see where game day has it. We don't have necessarily the look at TrackMan, but it feeds into the game day now, which is great, and yep, look to be off the plate. But that's a second consecutive strikeout. And has been on a called strike 3 off the plate. Kyle Russell now up in the right-handed box, and the first pitch to him fouled back to the screen. It's 0-1. Final strikeout of the eighth inning, first to the ninth for the Spikes. In the same fashion is the 0-1. Called a strike around the knees, 0-2. Well, I think the message that is being sent right now is swing the bat. Tough to do that against Ethan Bradford. That's a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. This pitch well outside, 94. Couldn't call that a strike. 1-2. Kyle Russell celebrated his birthday yesterday, trying to kickstart the Spikes. Surge in the ninth here, and the 1-2 foul back to the screen. Count remains the same. David Lee is warming up in the Spikes bullpen. Brain Collette already has the hoodie on over the jersey, so he knows he's done for the night. 6 pitches, 5 strikes, 3 outs. Swing and a miss, strike 3 on a breaking ball of the dirt. Back-to-back strikeouts for Bradford to start the ninth. A reminder, if this game ends still tied, we go to the MLB Draft League sudden-death tiebreaker, in which the home team has predetermined before the game. They must select before the game. They will be offense or defense. We play one half inning. The offensive team, the last out, gets put at first base. And Cooper Hext at the plate with 2 gone, and he swings the first pitch, pops it up center field. Second baseman Engelhard back on it, makes the catch. The inning is over. And Ethan Bradford comes right in and sets the Spikes down in order in the ninth. But now it will be David Lee on the mound for the Spikes. He'll look to keep it a tie game and send it to overtime as he comes on for State College in the bottom of the ninth with Monte, Battapaglia, and Vogel, the 8-9-1 batters, 2 up. Don't miss this thrilling ending on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just $1 apiece, and the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Bottom of the ninth inning here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark, tied up 4-4. The Spikes trailed 3-1 after two. They were down 2-0 after one. They battled back to tie it in the sixth, and after allowing a run in the bottom of that inning, tied it again in the seventh. It has stayed that way through to the bottom of the ninth, and David Lee, who is one of the Penn State closers this year, three saves for the Nittany Lions. He has been very successful with the Spikes. He is 5-for-5 in save opportunities. Now, this will not be an opportunity to record a save. If it goes into the extra frame, even if the Spikes were to find themselves on defense and Lee stayed in the game, there would be no win, no loss, no save in the overtime. But David has been very successful. No record, a 1.59 ERA in 10 appearances. He has one hold to his credit as well. 11 and a third innings, two runs against him, both earned on seven hits, 11 strikeouts to nine walks, two hit batsmen, a 175 opponent's batting average. His five saves in the second half lead all MLB Draft League pitchers in that time frame. Joaquin Moncay, Ian Battapaglia, and Ryan Vogel, the 8, 9, and 1 batters, do up for the Thunders, starting with Moncay. 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt tonight. He is in the right-handed box. Lee sets, delivers his first pitch of the inning, a fastball swung on and missed for strike one. It is still Austin Ball at first base, T.J. Pound at second, Kyle Russell at short, Cam Buford at third on the infield. Outfield is Caleb Hill in left, Cooper Hexton center, and Austin Rocaforte in right with Carmine Lane catching. 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, low and away, gets away from Lane, but simply ball one. Nobody on. One ball and one strike after the slider. David gets the sign. Set at the belt, the 1-1 pitch. Fastball up and in, 2-1. It is Battapaglia in the on-deck circle. Of course, the gears may well be turning for Adonis Smith and the Thunder, just as they have been for Tim Battle and the Spikes throughout this home stretch of the 2024 season. The 2-1, grounder to the right side, Pound going to his left, second baseman scoops it, throw to first in time, one gone. Ian Battapaglia walked in the second inning, grounded out in the fourth, sacrifice fly in the sixth. And that sacrifice fly had put the Thunder ahead. As David Lee will toss out that baseball. Didn't like the feel of it. He'll get a new one from plate umpire Ben DiCostanzo. Battapaglia with that distinctive white helmet. He's the only member of the Trenton team that wears a white batting helmet here in the second half. He stands in the right-handed box. The pitch is a strike over the outer half. Slider to start him off from Lee that time. Matapaglia out of Franklin Pierce University, the Ravens. Cheshire, Connecticut native. 0-1. Check swing, fastball. Just missed the inner edge. One ball, one strike. Well, game day says it was borderline. 1-1. Lee delivers. That bounces in, ball two, and now it's Carmine Lane who will toss it out of play. Well, David Lee, I think he does not like a scuffed baseball, and while some pitchers can use scuff marks very much to their advantage, David Lee is reliant on his own talents as a pitcher. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. Low and away for a ball, 3-1. Four, four, bottom of the ninth. Base is empty, one out. Lee gets the shine. And delivers. Swung on, fouled away to the right side. It is 3-2. Tomorrow, a 6 p.m. matchup between these two teams to finish off this three-game set. Part of the Labor Day weekend. And it will likely be right-hander Nick Hohenstein for the Spikes. Don't know who Trenton will send to the mound. The 3-2. Fastball upstairs, ball four, and Battapaglia is on as the winning run. Second walk he has received in the game. Ryan Vogel is 1-for-4 tonight as the leadoff man in the order. He singled on a play to the right side in the first inning and scored on Chase Englehart's home run. Since then, he has struck out twice, and then Austin Roccaforte made a diving catch on him in right field to prevent another Trenton run from scoring. If it had, this game may well be over. Battapaglia goes. First pitch, a bunt offer, throw to second into center field. Here comes the throw from Hext. It's not in time. Battapaglia nearly overslid but hangs on to the bag. Buford kept the tag on throughout, but to no avail. And now the winning run is 90 feet away. Well, Vogel showed bunt. Battapaglia was taking off on the pitch. He'll get credit for the stolen base and then the throwing error. E2, third error of the night for the Spikes. Sends Battapaglia on to third, and now Jared Brown will go out to the mound, and the entire infield and catcher Carmine Lane will join him. Now, Lane throws a little off target. T.J. Pound was covering at second, had to reach back to try and get it, and it was out of his reach. The pitch was called a ball outside. And now Bendy Costanzo, the plate umpire, is headed out to the mound to break up this meeting. Oh, Ian Battapaglia at third, one out. Vogel was showing bunt last time up. I don't know if he would attempt a squeeze bunt here. Vogel this season has laid down, in terms of sacrifice bunts, he has laid down one this year. And the meeting on the mound has finished up. And everybody goes back to their posts. Tim Battle and Lastings Millage were also, they weren't to the mound, but they were out of the dugout signaling the outfield here. And the outfield will come up. Hill, Hext, and Roccaforte all playing in on the infield, on the outfield, excuse me. The infield is in as well. Basically, if Vogel sends this one deep, the ball game's over. But with a runner on third, one out, and a tie game, bottom of the ninth, David Lee delivers. That's a strike. Slider over the outer edge, 1-1. The video board imploring fans The message, get a hit. The 1-1. Slider just a bit inside, 2-1. That was a big breaker that time. It looked like it might hit Vogel, which may not be the worst thing in the world. But two balls and a strike. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the slider that time. It's 2-2. Taking his time, getting into the right-handed box is Vogel. That pitch timer is not even a factor. It's been starting way late all night. Here's the 2-2. Popped up, but it goes to left center. Hext underneath it. He makes the catch. Here comes the throw to the plate. It's going to be offline. And Battapaglia slides in with a winning run as Trenton defeats State College tonight by the score of 5-4. The Thunder now with a full game lead in the MLB Draft League second half standings, and the Spikes fall to three games back with four to play. The Spikes battled back all game long, tying the game twice, but in the end, Trenton on a walk, a stolen base, an error, and a sacrifice fly win it in the bottom of the ninth here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. We'll wrap it up in a moment here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Stop by Celebrities Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are where the stars meet and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, except Ultra Premium, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. Celebrities is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime ribeye on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at Celebrities inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call 814-235-1303 or visit us at celebritiesbarandgrill.com for more details.
I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's go!
Hey, this is LeVar Arrington here, and this year, the Stick City Tailgate returns for the 2024 football season. We are offering turnkey tailgating with all the fun and no work. That's right. What are you waiting for? Go to disruptupsu.com. Disruptupsu.com and get your season tickets to Stick City Tailgate now.
This is it. Your last chance to see the State College Spikes in 2024 is Tuesday night at 6:35. Be part of Dollar Dog Night as the first 2,000 hot dogs are just $1 apiece. And the first 500 fans get a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. Big Ten Basketball's Defensive Player of the Year, Ace Baldwin Jr., makes a special appearance. And we close out the season with fireworks. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Well, a heartbreaker for the Spikes tonight, and unfortunately it may yet spell the end of their postseason hopes, as the Frederick Keys did not play tonight. So Frederick remains at 19-18. With the loss, the Spikes now 20-19 in the second half, and so while they now are even in the game's back column with Frederick, they trail them by percentage points. Mahoning Valley right now leading Williamsport 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth, and if the Scrappers hang on to that lead, the Spikes basically are all but finished. There may be a microscopic chance, but tonight's result may well have knocked the Spikes out of second-half title contention totally. It was a tough one to the end. Spikes were down 2-0 after the first, 3-1 after the second, but they persevered. They battled back, tied the game in the sixth inning, then tied it again in the seventh. But Trenton able to prevail in the bottom of the ninth on Ryan Vogel's sacrifice fly. Ian Battipaglia with a one-out walk, stole second base, moved to third on an error on the same play, and then came in on that sac fly to win it for the Thunder. Final score, Trenton 5, State College 4. Final game totals for the Spikes, 4 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors, unfortunately, 2 of which played a factor in runs scored. And they left 8 runners on base for Trenton. 5 runs on 4 hits, 1 error, and 6 runners left on base. The winning pitcher is Ethan Bradford. He is now 4-0 this season across both halves for the Thunder. David Lee takes the loss in relief. He is now 0-1. Time of the game, 2 hours and 56 minutes in front of 6,162 tonight here at Trenton Thunder Ballpark. Well, we have one more game to finish out this series. It'll be tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Again, we expect to see right-hander Nick Cohenstein on the mound for the Spikes. Thunder starter not yet determined, but pool of candidates, Craig Scherer may well be in the mix. But what we do know is that Trenton now leads West Virginia by a full game in the MLB Draft League second half standings. The Thunder are 22-15. The Black Bears are 21-16. And Mahoning Valley has now defeated Williamsport, so they now at 20-17. And the Spikes again tumbling down, technically now in fifth place. Unfortunately, 5 consecutive losses for the Spikes at the worst time of the year to be doing so. Trenton prevails tonight 5-4, but one more game tomorrow. And then 3 games coming up against the Williamsport Crosscutters to round out the regular season, including the home finale at Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Your last chance this summer to come out for all the fun, affordable family entertainment of the Spikes game. Make the most of it. Join us for fireworks after the game Tuesday night. Also, Ace Baldwin Jr., the Big Ten reigning men's basketball defensive player of the year, back in Happy Valley for another season with Mike Rhodes and the Nittany Lions. You can meet and greet Ace at the ballpark on Tuesday night. Get autographs as well. He'll throw out the first pitch. He'll be part of more fun. We've also got Dollar Dog Night on Tuesday with the first 2,000 hot dogs, $1 apiece. First 500 fans will receive a Dollar Dog t-shirt presented by McClure Company. It's also a Walking Taco Tuesday presented by our friends at Bigfoot Country Legends. After the game, one last Kids Run the Bases presented by Mountain Indy Health. And, of course, it is Fan Appreciation Night at the 2024 home finale Tuesday night. The Spikes, the Crosscutters at 6:35. Tickets available now and throughout the rest of this Labor Day weekend at State College Spikes. Spikes.com. Once again, the final here, Trenton 5, State College 4, Spikes 2019 in the second half. The Thunder now in first place at 22-15. Back with you tomorrow for Spikes Live, presented by Mountain Indy Health at 5:45. I'm Joe Putnam. Thanks so much for joining us tonight. They're on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. So long, everybody.